Current Affairs.
This is Akashvani. In the weekly program Current Affairs, now we bring you a discussion on National Sports Day, India's rise in sports and infrastructure growth. The participants are Paralympian and Khel Ratna Awardee Padam Shri Deepa Malik, Mayank Srivastav, DDG Khelo India Division, SAI, Colonel N.S. Johal, CEO, Target Olympic Podium Scheme, and Kulvinder Singh Kang, sports journalist. Moderator is Praveen Dogra, journalist.
India is celebrating National Sports Day today on August 29th, and we are joined by three distinguished guests, Padam Shri Deepa Malik, para-athlete, Mayank Srivastav, DDG, Sports Authority of India, Colonel N.S. Johal, CEO of Target Olympic Podium Scheme TOPS. We will also be connecting with our correspondents from across the states in this program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his address to the nation from the ramparts of Red Fort on the Independence Day, has hailed the national sports policy.
मेरे प्यारे देशवासियों, जीवन हर क्षेत्र में विकास होना चाहिए। विकास के लिए खेल का भी महत्व होता है और हमने और मुझे खुशी है कि एक जमाना था जहां बच्चे खेल में अगर समय लगाते हैं तो माँ बाप ज्यादा पसंद नहीं करते थे। आज एकदम से उलट गया है। अगर बच्चे खेल कूद में आगे आते हैं, रुचि लेते हैं, तो माँ बाप गर्व से भर जाते हैं। मैं इसे एक शुभ संकेत मानता हूँ। मेरे देश के परिवार के अंदर खेल को प्रोत्साहन का वातावरण मैं देखता हूँ, मेरा मन गर्व से भर जाता है। मैं इसे देश के भविष्य के लिए बहुत शुभ संकेत मानता हूँ। और साथियों, खेल को बढ़ावा देने की हमने नेशनल स्पोर्ट्स पॉलिसी कई दशकों के बाद हम देश में खेलो भारत नीति को लेकर के आए हैं, ताकि एक खेल जगत का सर्वांगीण विकास का प्रयास हो। स्कूल से लेकर के ओलंपिक तक हम एक पूरा इकोसिस्टम डेवलप करना चाहते हैं, चाहे कोचिंग की व्यवस्था हो, फिटनेस की बात हो, खेल के मैदान हो, खेल की व्यवस्थाएं हो, खेल के लिए आवश्यक साधन हो, लघु उद्योगों को भी खेल के साधन बनाने में मदद करने की बात हो, यानी एक प्रकार से पूरा इकोसिस्टम हम दूर दराज के बच्चों तक पहुंचाना चाहते हैं।
We'll go to Mayank Srivastav first. Sir, thank you so much for joining us. Could you please tell what is the theme of the celebration on National Sports Day this year?
Thank you so much. Actually, this year, Honorable Minister decided that National Sports Day should get its due. And this year, we should celebrate it on 3 days rather than on a single day. On the first day, that is the main day, 29th of August, the birth anniversary of Major Dhyan Chand. The main theme is Har Gali Har Maidan Khele Sara Hindustan NSD 2025 Ek Ghanta Khel Ke Maidan Mein. So it was expected and it was advertised, it was propagated that every person, every household, every student, every politician, they should go to some field and they should play for 1 hour.
Yeah, the nation is celebrating National Sports Day by promoting fitness and healthy lifestyle. The 3-day nationwide campaign under Fit India Mission has kicked off. Let's listen to Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Mansukh Mandviya, on this.
आज राष्ट्रीय खेल दिवस के अवसर पर सारे देश में 3 दिन का खेल महोत्सव का प्रारंभ हुआ। आज कॉलेज, स्कूल, सभी एथलीट, सभी फेडरेशन, युवा, महिलाएं, सभी लोगों ने सुबह में 1 घंटे के लिए खेल के मैदान में रह के मोदी जी के फिट इंडिया के संदेश को आगे बढ़ाया है। देश एक स्पोर्टिंग नेशन बने।
Why is it important to relate the sports day to every individual in this country to prevent the lifestyle diseases? How important is the theme, Ek Ghanta Khel Ke Maidan Mein?
There are plenty of fitness activities that we are promoting through Fit India Mission, but this particular day, this particular theme, this particular endeavor is entirely different. It showcases India's deep commitment to Olympic values. There are three Olympic values which are very important, which are very near, which are very dear to all us Indians. We wanted to showcase the world that India goes for sports in all the arena. It goes for all the sports, not only one sport, but throughout the spectrum of sports, whatever sport is there, India plays all indigenous game or Olympic games or Asian games, sports discipline that feature in Asian games and also cricket or whatever games. So that's what we tried to project through this celebration of National Sports Day 2025.
So the Sports Authority of India has been the key body for promoting sports infrastructure, strengthening sports landscape in India. How has this decade been for this Sports Authority of India?
Actually, Sports Authority of India, as an autonomous organization, works under the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports. And so far as infrastructure of sports is concerned, it is taken care by the Government of India through Ministry itself. And there is a major flagship program of the Government of India. You must have heard about Khelo India. Under Khelo India, there is a vertical which is called as Khelo India Infrastructure. So under that vertical, infrastructure activities are taken up and grants, etc., etc., are given to the states or some other organizations to create or to build sports infrastructure. And we cannot talk of the last, what you call the 10 years. 2016 is the key year when the thing started. And since then, so far as I'm able to recall, more than 3,000 crores have been spent on sports infrastructure. More than 3,000 different and distinct sports infrastructure has been constructed since then. And the pace is very good and the demands from states is also very high. And there has been a total change of sporting, what you call that, ecosystem because of this scheme, Khelo India Infrastructure Scheme.
Okay, new Khelo Bharat Niti 2025 has been introduced. And what do you think, how are we becoming the powerhouse with a focus on 2036 Olympics now?
Well, Khelo Bharat Niti is very innovative policy, very inclusive policy. It takes a 360-degree review of all things that are required to make India a sporting superpower. It takes care of athletes, it takes care of infrastructure, it takes care of national sports federations also. It takes care of everything that has got some meaning with the sporting thing for an Indian. Like sports federations have been given many facilities through this policy and also some sort of governance. The problem of governance that was highlighted, that has been highlighting by various courts, even international bodies, has also been addressed by this policy. It's a holistic policy which looks into every aspect of sports. And it also aims at instilling a kind of a sporting spirit in every citizen of India. And I believe because of this nature of the policy, India certainly is going to benefit from this policy. And soon we will be a sporting superpower.
Thank you, Mr. Srivastava. Let's listen to a report filed by Akashwani Patna correspondent.
In Bihar, sports infrastructure has improved manifold in recent years with the rollout of the new Bihar State Sports Policy. Better sports grounds are being developed from the grassroots to the state level. The policy has opened new avenues and encouraged sporting talent in the state. Several medal-winning sport persons have secured government jobs in Bihar after the rollout of the new sports policy. A new sports university cum sports complex at Rajgir has paved the way for hosting international championships. Recently, the Rajgir International Sports Stadium successfully hosted the Women's Asia Cup Hockey Championship and the Asia Rugby 2025 Sevens for Under-20 Boys and Girls. Earlier, the Sepak Takraw World Cup was also organized in Patna by the Bihar State Sports Authority. Currently, the Men's Asia Cup Hockey Championship is underway at Rajgir, marking the first time Bihar is hosting this prestigious event. The Khelo India Youth Games, organized this year in Patna and in other cities like Begusarai, Gaya and Bhagalpur, showcased Bihar's capability to successfully host large-scale sports events. The Patliputra Sports Complex in Kankarbagh is also equipped with modern, state-of-the-art facilities under one roof. Sports talent hunt programs like Mashal are promoting a sports culture at the school level. Nearly 8,000 panchayats across Bihar are being equipped with playgrounds and stadiums, further boosting the sports culture in the state. Under the Mukhya Mantri Khel Vikas Yojana, outdoor stadiums are being constructed at the block level. 252 blocks have already completed the stadiums, while 64 more are under construction. For cricket, two major infrastructures are being developed, the Moin ul Haq Stadium in Patna and the Rajgir Sports Complex, both in collaboration with the BCCI. Sports scholarships and promotional initiatives are proving fruitful in reviving Bihar's sports culture. With Dharmendra Rai's report from Patna, this is Sai Ramuchtaba from News Desk.
Moving on to Deepa Malik, well-known para-athlete. Thank you, Deepa ji, for joining us. If you could elaborate and share your views on how sports infrastructure has been changed over the past 10 years and how the opportunities are increasing day by day for athletes in India.
I will totally agree with Mayank ji when he says that 2016 onwards has been a watershed moment, and I have been part of this change. I have personally experienced the struggles, the challenges, when the infrastructure was not inclusive and policies were not inclusive. We were almost orphaned as para athletes. As a woman, when I would come to the training area, A, I would not get accessibility, B, not even an accessible bathroom, no place to lie down, change my diapers, because I'm a chest pillow paralyzed spinal cord injury athlete, and many like me had the same outcome in their journey. And at the same time, there were hardly any women on the ground. When I won the medal, that was a direct impact of inclusive policy, because the Target Olympic Podium Scheme, which came as a lease of life, it came as a breath of fresh air for para athletes. We need to customize our training. We need prosthetics. We need assistive aids. We need additional people to travel with us. We need more financial support. And one thing which was totally missing from the training of para athletes in India was the sports science, sports nutrition. Para athletes were never introduced before Target Olympic Podium Scheme to any kind of structured training program under which we could customize injury management people, physiotherapists, because that's what we need. We even need our doctors to be on the panel to kind of speak with the coaches, because muscles are not working. Body is almost like a dead body in spinal cord injury. So I think this is all that. And wheelchairs, we couldn't be playing on patient wheelchairs. Active wheelchairs, sporting wheelchairs, they cost heavens. And this was served on a platter by Top Scheme to us. And you can see the impact. 2016, the first female medal was made, and I'm proud to bring that to home. But post that, in just two editions of Paralympic Games, we added 14 more female medals. 1968 to 2016, only 12 Paralympic medals were won. But once the good governance, focus on female participation, athlete-centric schemes, funding programs, and the personal interest of Prime Minister, who met each and every athlete, who understood one-on-one their needs, the special needs. And you see the result. In 48 years, just 12 medals. In a span of 4 years between two Paralympic Games, 48 medals. Now, that is a huge leap. Coming to the sports bill, I think that will add further structured governance to federations. It is going to be, what I personally feel happy is that it is going to bring in a transparent governance. It is going to have research in it. It is going to encourage people who are experts to be in governance. Athletes are mandated to participate. All this is definitely going to give a positive impact on the journey of development of parasports. In 2011, when I had gone to play the World Championship, where the first medal was won, whether man or woman, in athletics for World Championship, we were only 5 athletes and only 1 woman. And today we stand at a place where we are welcoming 107 countries, more than 1,500 para athletes, to 2,500 supporting staff, volunteers, technical staff, and hosting the biggest arm of para sports, that is the World Para Athletics Championship in New Delhi. So this is where we are today, and this is a result of sheer good governance, interest of Honorable Prime Minister, a very well supporting Sports Authority of India and the Ministry of Sports.
What message would you like to give to each and every individual in this country when we are celebrating National Sports Day under this inspiring theme, Ek Ghanta Khel Ke Maidan Mein?
India as a country loves to celebrate wins. You see the fervor whenever a national flag is flying in an international podium. And we have seen the shift. It used to happen for cricketers. Even when I landed in India, I had more than 10,000 people waiting for me at the airport. I mean, you Google the videos, it's as if a cricketer has arrived. So that is the shift India has got now. Neeraj Chopra's javelin, Sumin Antil's continuous world records, Avni Lekra's double gold, Preeti Pal winning in track in Paralympics, double medals. Everything has been Sheetal. She has lakhs and lakhs of hits on the social media. It goes to show that India loves wins. But how are the wins going to come? Only when we increase the quantity of people playing. The playing population will mark the quality of sports performances at various. The more you play, the more female play. Every sport has now become gender neutral. And when you say gender neutral, that means 50% medals are going to be brought home by women. We have to increase number of sports played by women. We have to increase number of participation and excellence in sports play. Unless they play as a child, unless there is a culture of sports, how is India going to become a sporting nation? So it is duty of every citizen, every parent, every teacher, every organization, every colony, every organization and every community to encourage sports. Because that is where we are going to become a great nation. We are already a great nation in every field. Talk about science, technology, economic power. We are geopolitically so strong. Now it's time to take our India to the highest position in sports.
Thank you, Deepa Malikji, for this insightful views. Here's a report filed by Akashwani Srinagar correspondent.
The National Sports Day in Kashmir was celebrated as an opportunity to convey strong message that sports must become part of our daily life, irrespective of the age, gender, caste, color and creed. The sportspersons and coaches of different categories of sports adore sports as an effective tool to create productive, disciplined, honest, besides mentally, psychologically and emotionally healthy generation of society that would ultimately make strong edifice for progress and development of Jammu and Kashmir. This in turn would be a success story for Mission Viksit Bharat 2047. A professional basketball player Aqif Khan from Kashmir expressed his views.
Mera ek zati khayal hai ki sports ek bridge ki tarah act kar sakta hai jo hamari youth ki energy ko proper direction mein channel karega. Jo bacche sports mein wabasta hai wo kaise khali physically nahi mentally bhi bahut strong hote hain aur sharp hote hain. Aur main student ko ye kehna chahta hu, don't see it as a distraction, see it as an investment. Sports hamara character build karta hai aur studies hamara mind sharp karti hai aur hame dono chahiye.
The head coach of football academies of Jammu and Kashmir Bank in J&K and Ladakh, Manzoor Ahmed Dar, expressed his emotions.
Playing regular sports improves health, it strengthens flexibility and reduces disease risk. It also improves mental well-being. Team sports fosters teamwork and social skills. Inculcates discipline, hard work and perseverance. It also improves our personal growth, self-esteem and character. So I request each and every one of you to be a part of the sports.
Renowned Olympian and international canoeing judge Bilkis Mir expressed her happiness on the successful conclusion of the Khelo India Water Sports Festival.
It was dream come true. Like when I start my paddling career, I dreamed that Jammu Kashmir should be hub of water sports. Now you can see we conduct such a prestigious championship that was first ever Khelo India Water Sports Games. Government should make this sport priority sports, particularly Jammu Kashmir government, because 16 medals and we have such a wonderful water friends. Where we can conduct canoe sprint and canoe slalom events. It's not only sports promotion, it's the tourism promotion too well.
The exciting journey of J&K athletes, players, coaches and others related to sports need to be supplemented with the world-class infrastructure and facilities to excel and shine in all kinds of sports arena. Sports analysts opined that the sports must remain under the administrative supervision of professional stalwarts in various fields, not in the hands of individuals from alien fields. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
We are moving on to Colonel N.S. Johal, CEO of Target Olympic Podium Scheme that stops. Mr. Johal, could you please tell us about this scheme? How has it changed the entire sporting infrastructure? How has it opened opportunities for endless athletes in India?
Thank you. First, I would take this opportunity to wish all my countrymen warm greetings on this National Sports Day 2025. And I think this is the first time with the directions and guidance of our Honorable Sports Minister, as Shri Mayank Ji already mentioned, that it is being celebrated as a festival over 3 days from 29th to 31st. And basically so that everybody comes out and at least spends an hour on the ground. Coming specifically to Target Olympic Podium Scheme, as Deepa Ji also mentioned, this is a flagship scheme of the government brought in 2016. And primarily, we have different funding mechanisms. One of the major source of funds to the federations, which subsequently are the executing agencies, independent bodies of promoting that particular sport at the national level. So that funding is through a scheme called Assistance to National Sports Federations. Now, that is in a broader perspective. But as Deepa Ji also brought out, for people competing at the highest level, their demands are very personal. Their equipment, coaching, it has to be absolutely top-notch. And that is exactly the gap which this scheme fulfills. The Assistance to National Sports Federation scheme targets the federations, but the Target Olympics Podium scheme targets the athletes. Each athlete has got a relationship manager and a team of about 3 people at SAI who are in touch with each top athlete. On any given day, their requirement of coaching, any special training they want, if they want to go abroad anywhere, earlier going through government funds for a longer duration, sustained duration, to improve your technique or to train with the top athletes in an international training group. Those were not possible, but that is the gap which Target Olympic Podium Scheme fills. The athlete can spend 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, and it is fully funded by the government. The athletes are secure. They are not worried basically about the financial constraints. In addition to that, the government has also instituted something called out-of-pocket allowance. So we divide our top athletes into 2 categories. One is the core group which is likely to perform in the, say for now I talk about specifically about the LA Olympics 2028, who are hopefully medal winners or they are likely to make the finals. So they are our core group. They are given 50,000 per month pocket allowance in addition to all other expenses, whether it is coaches, personal coaches, personal physios, sports science, strength and conditioning, psychologists, you name it, anything they wish for, and also equipment, because at the top level, the equipment is very expensive, as Deepa Ji mentioned about wheelchair, in the case of archers, shooters, their daily training ammunition, hockey, you name a discipline, badminton, the shuttles are so expensive. All these things are funded through Target Olympic Podium Scheme. So athletes are secure, and they focus only on their training. The scheme is actually now maturing. It takes a bit of a gestation period. And now we see Indians coming, playing the semifinals, finals, even winning medals at World Championship. And many, not one or two people, we have a large base coming up. And the good news is that we have another vertical called Khelo India, which is headed by Shri Mayank Srivastava. And Khelo India is transformed and it is amplifying that effect at grassroots level. So we have lots of junior athletes. India is performing superb at the junior level, even in all the sports which we never thought of. So the future is really good and we are supporting all these athletes and India is on absolutely the right track.
Let's go to Northeast and listen to Akashwani correspondent Manas Pratim Sharma on sports activities and infrastructure development in the region.
The sports activities in Northeast is rapidly growing. In this year, Assam has organized several important sports events and activities for the Duran Cup, for the Khel Maharan to bring the grassroots players. And this year, later this year, Assam is organizing the World Junior Level Badminton Championship. This that will be going to be held at Amingao in Guwahati. Coming to Sikkim, as we know, Sikkim is celebrating 50 years of its statehood. So on that occasion, the Sikkim, the premier football competition has been organized. And if we talk on the number of players, we know that the Mirabai Sanu, she got Olympic medals from Manipur. There are so many vibrant players from the region, for Olympian Tarundeep Rai and footballer Vaisung Bhutia and so on, for several Olympians from this region, they have represented the country. And all over the infrastructure, Assam is going to have a new brand of sports university in Dibrugarh. So there are efforts being made by the central and the state governments to nurture the young talents of the region. And particularly if we said that the body contact sports in Northeast, boxing, judo, wushu, from these regions, there are numerous players who have excel in national and international level. If you see on football, so many premier clubs of the country have the representative from Northeast region. So as a whole, Northeast is progressing very fast in the sports arena, and the coming days it will further boost up the region.
If I may ask, Khelo Bharat Niti is aligned with National Education Policy 2020, and it seeks to integrate sports into school curriculum and train educators to foster early sports engagement. How important is that integration, and what kind of changes will it bring?
I think Khelo Bharat Niti, this is the third version. The last version was in 2001. So this policy has come out almost after 25 years. There have been lots of consultation. The aim of this policy is to engage all stakeholders. And there are main, actually, five pillars. One is, of course, the excellence in sporting at the world stage. Second is sports as a means of economic development. And third is for social development, which includes inclusion. And most important is a people's movement. Sports not only for winning, but also for a fitter India and for a happy India. And last is, as you rightly brought out, the most important aspect is its alignment with the National Education Policy 2020. With this, what will happen is that sports will be given its due weightage in the education curriculum. So people will be encouraged, like we have given the theme of 1 hour play this time on the National Sports Day. Like that, sports will get integrated into every school's curriculum. Every child will get to play. And we will have talent identification protocols at the grassroots level so that we are able to give the correct opportunity to those kids. So that is why the aligning of National Khelo Bharat Niti with National Education Policy is a very futuristic and a very good and long awaited step.
Thank you, Mr. Johal, for your insightful conversation. Now let's go to Maharashtra and listen to this report filed by Akashwani Pune correspondent.
National Sports Day is being celebrated today all across the nation, including Maharashtra, to commemorate the birth anniversary of the great hockey player Major Dhyan Chand. On this occasion, a special program was organized by the government of Maharashtra in which eminent athletes and their coaches were felicitated. The Union Minister of State for Civil Aviation and Cooperation, Muralidhar Mohal, gave his information in Pune. He said, "A felicitation ceremony for international athletes was also organized by the Union Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khadse. A cycle and Khel Jyoti rally was also organized in Kolhapur District Sports Officer's Office, in which over 600 students from various schools participated." With the report of Madhav Bhaurao from Pune, this is Meghna Bose from Akashwani.
We are also joined by Kulvinder Singh Kang, our sports journalist. Mr. Kang, could you please tell us what kind of changes, what are the main key changes we have seen over the last 10 years in our sporting culture, infrastructure, and what kind of opportunities are opening up in sports?
Since last 10-15 years, earlier there was so many medals won by Indian team, individuals and by teams, but there was no any appreciation from government side or some other agencies. But now it's happening, because when our player winning a medal, I have never seen in my 40 years life of coverage as All India Radio commentator and sports journalist, a prime minister directly talking to winner on the spot. This will give immense motivation to our players and for the future competition. So I think the motivation, the money, the importance of the games and career, these all are inviting young people, young bloods to come and join Indian sports. And I think you can say Khelo India, university games, you can kick Khelo India, school games and youth games. These all are launching pad for our young buddies for the national level, and we have find so many players since last 10 to 15 years. So it's motivation for our players, and on the sports day, Dada Dhyan Chand, today they are inspiring to all hockey players. They are legendary, Dada Dhyan Chand, and when they were playing abroad, everybody think they have a magic in their stick. So I think since last 10 years, India is on the top. And now you can say back-to-back bronze medal in hockey, 2020 Tokyo Olympic and 2024 Paris. It will give huge motivation to our hockey player also. So I think the Indian sports is on the right path.
Thank you for joining us on this special broadcast on National Sports Day. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
हर कदम एक पहचान है जीत के है इरादे हम जोश है हर धड़कन में जुनून है उम्मीद को जीत में बदले सपनों को मुमकिन कर दे.
You were listening to a discussion on National Sports Day, India's rise in sports and infrastructure growth. The participants were Paralympian and Khel Ratna Awardee Padam Shri Deepa Malik, Mayank Srivastav, DDG Khelo India Division, SAI, Colonel N.S. Johal, CEO Target Olympic Podium Scheme, and Kulbinder Singh Kang, sports journalist. Moderator was Praveen Dogra, journalist.